I think that was the last part of it. Yeah. See, this was much better than sending our parts independently. Yeah, besides, you are the only one I've not had the chance to talk to properly. At first I thought you hated me, but then I realised you're just a quiet guy. Why did I think so? I don't know. We had short talks, mostly about work and that. I know that at times I'm loud, and maybe I'm way too extrovert at times. But now that you can see that I can control my volume and focus on the assignment, my grades are fine. They're not the best ones, but enough to pass. Do you think I should have the best ones? What do you mean? Oh, you think I'm a great student? How come? I'll do what it means to be a student. I can see what you mean. Social skills are important, and being able to understand the others is key. But social skills shouldn't be measured with a grade after all, don't you agree? Yeah, I don't think that you are bad at it, just you are reserved. Doesn't mean that you don't communicate with others. What do I mean? Sometimes it's easier to tell when you're feeling uncomfortable or when you're actually busy or when you want to ask for something. Remember yesterday when the assignment was given? You looked at me with an expression that I don't know. Like you're saying to me, let's do this. With that, it was easy for me to go talk to you. And then when I suggested that if you were not comfortable with me, we could send our parts online to each other and see how it goes from there. You, without any words, let me know you wanted to meet up at your place and work here. And I was right, wasn't I? See, you're not that bad at communicating. You just used other methods. Yeah. I forgot to mention how nice your room is. It's comfortable, and that window, man. It sure helps this time of the year. I know, right? I hate it. It's not too hot, not too cold. Plus this breeze and view, you got lucky. Wanna chill a bit? Yeah, I don't after all, and it's Friday. I don't have any plans. I think that you're wondering how someone like me doesn't have any plans. No, it's fine. I know that I give that vibe. I'm everyone's friend, but that doesn't mean that I'm always with plans, you know. Plus this was my plan after all. Huh? Spend time with you. I wanted to. Why? Well, because you're a cute guy and I can tell that you're not boring. Come on, don't be so hard on yourself. Here, let's sit on your bed. This breeze and view. You get to experience this every day. So I don't know. I can't find a word for it. You get what I'm trying to say? Cool. I think that we connected quite well in no time. Yeah. Just needed to have an excuse to be like this. Thinking the same I am. You do. Bridge. Oh, I thought for a second that you were thinking about the same. No, don't mind me. Why bridge though? Nothing. But then, wait, that's my hand. You just want to hold it? Alright, cool. You like seeing through your window, don't you? The city, the orange sky with a bit of purple on it, the trees. Oh, that's a bridge you meant, right? That one over there. I'm not mistaken, that one is an entrance to the city, right? You're not talking about that one. Then you meant our hands. That's so cute. See, you are amazing, cute, smart, deep. You know, before I was wondering if we were actually thinking the same, but then you said something else. Although, now after that cute thing that you did, I think that we could do the same. We don't need words to express it. You just wanted to share through some actions. Now, shall we? What do I mean? Why are you still looking through the window? It's nothing. Then why are you still doing it? You know what, I'll kiss you. Yes, kiss you. Because you were the one that took the first step when asking me to come here. And you're the one that even took my hand. We both know that we want to get closer. But so far, you've been the only one doing it. So now, on my part, at a short and hard distance, and I'll kiss you until there will be no remaining feel of distance. Oh, you're good at kissing. I'm gonna kiss you all night. That was nice. Let's cuddle. No, don't let go of my hand. Look at me. I think that's escalated a bit quick, don't you think? But the moment was building up for a long time. Every glance, every time I waved, every time I said good morning. We're building the path for this, slowly but surely. And the moment you shook my hand, I was sure that bridge we were building for so long was finally done. And it's made of concrete. Solid. So please, let's keep holding our hands, intertwine our fingers. Summer is about to end. We'll move on to another season. A new semester is starting. Back to the beginning with you being as quiet and me doing most of the talking. But it feels different. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I don't want to let go of my hand. I feel the same. Hey, let's go outside the city this weekend. There's a bridge that will lead us, right? Let's go walking, holding our hands before the summer's over. Would you like that? Let's go watch the sunset from the bridge. I love listening to your heartbeat. So soothing.